It's Thursday evening, and we're here again, and we're glad to be here. I'm expectant. We're all expectant to see what the Lord's going to share with us. I hope you're listening closely to all these messages. There's so much wonderful truth that the Holy Spirit's pouring out. And I hope you're doing more than listening. I hope you're applying these wonderful truths to your life. God loves you, and He cares about you. And the Lord's going to bless Brother Freedom and pour a message through him tonight. Father, we thank you. I praise you. And we glorify you. We thank you for salvation. We thank you for the blood of Jesus. We thank you for the Word of God. We thank you for the Holy Spirit. We thank you for all and many things that we don't even understand that you're doing for us. But we're glad you're doing them for us, Lord. Help us to do everything you want us to do for you. We love you. We praise you tonight in Jesus' name. Amen.
Father in heaven, I so love you. Jesus, I love you. And Holy Ghost, I love you. Oh, hallelujah, I love you both, all. And if you're with us, we can't fall. Because you're greater than life itself. Lord, I praise you. I thank you for your wonderful mercy, for your saving grace, that you stay and remain the same yesterday, today, and forever, that you change not. It's your power. Your anointing is with you and upon you and about you. And we must come in that place of rest, that we'll rest in your presence. We'll rest in thy power. We'll work out our salvation with great fear and heavy tremblingness. We'll come boldly unto the throne of grace continually. Lord, seeking your face, asking you to help us. Because we are very fragile. We're very anemic within ourselves. We have no power. And Father, just help us to learn. Help your people to learn. We got to keep drawing upon you. We got to keep seeking you. We got to keep calling upon that wonderful name. That name is higher. That name that will save us, that will keep us through the darkness of this walk. We'll have that brilliant light in heaven upon us at all times. Where your spirit is, there is liberty, and we thank you for that liberty. We thank you for that power. We thank you that you're forever faithful. And we thank you for your all-seeing eyes that see and know all of us. Lord, I can't imagine how you do it. When I just have thoughts in my mind, you know what I'm thinking. And when I pray to you quietly, you're hearing me the same as if I'm out loud. Lord, I don't know. I can't even explain these, but they're your qualities. And mankind needs to realize that you are supreme, that you are the master of this world. You are the one that created us, and you are the one that created us in your image, in your likeness. And you've given us space and time while we're here. For all men on this earth is how they react within the few years they give determines where they're going to live eternally. And Father, it's such a privilege in knowing your Son Jesus and receive that power from heaven and receiving that baptism that he told us to be partakers of, the power of the Holy Ghost that suits us up for righteousness and leads us in all truth. All guides us, all direction. And Father, I praise you, and I thank you for all these wonderful things. I thank you for truth, and in you is no lie. And we have something we can stand upon. We have something that we can live on. We have something that will never be ashamed. We'll always rightly divide the word of truth. We'll always walk in thy blessings with your power. And when we don't do these things, it's when we forget to call upon you. It's when we forget to seek thy face. It's when we let the humanistic area come into our life. And when we do that, we lose your spirit. And the Holy Spirit, the Holy Ghost wants to live within each one of us. And we must make room daily for him. At all costs, we must make room for the Holy One. For he is our leader while we're upon earth. And though we call upon you and you hear an answer, he lives within us. And he knows what's going on. And we can trust in him because Jesus said, he will lift me up. He always speaks not of himself. He speaks of God the Father, God the Son. He is there to enable us. And we thank you for what you've given us. It's priceless. It's beyond our imagination. And we thank you in the wonderful name of Jesus. Amen. John 3:16, scripture that almost all of us probably remember about one of the first scriptures. For God so loved the world. Just think about that. For God so loved the world. Think about it a little longer. God really loved the world so much that he gave his son the expense of his son that you and me and all mankind could live forever. We can have something that we cannot imagine. It's only in the name of Jesus. They said there's no other name in heaven where we can be saved. And Jesus' words are very powerful. Jesus' words are above the Apostle Paul, actually, and they're above even the back in the Old Testament. And in Ezekiel, it talks about in the 14th chapter that Noah, Daniel, and Job, as mighty as they were, as righteous as they were, God called them as mighty men. Give their names in this wonderful book. Not one person, it said it 3 or 4 times, not one person can be saved by them. There's no way. Muhammad, Confucius, none of these things. It's only through the name of Jesus. It's that name that God sanctioned as his son. And that's why we need to receive that name with gladness, because you become as a wife of the husband. She takes on his name, and she can write checks. She can have him to endorse her. The same goes for us as God's children. Jesus become our Savior. He becomes our divine lover. We are his bride, and he loves us so much that he shelters us. As a chick shelters her, brings her wings out, and covers her brood, so will Jesus cover us. But Jesus spoke to his disciples quite a little bit about what was going to happen just before Jesus was crucified upon the cross. And his disciples came and they asked him, what's going to be? And he started again the 24th chapter of Matthew and Luke, the 21st chapter. But he says there's going to be perilous times that's going to come. Jesus said this way back there. And then we lovers of ourselves, boasters, proud, all these things. And there's going to be wars and rumors of war. And truly, we have seen it. And there's going to be pestilence. There's going to be earthquakes. There's going to be diverse problems. And Jesus said, this is just before my coming, these things will come to pass. And he says, when these things do, look up, your redemption shall come to pass. It says, this generation shall not pass away till these things be fulfilled. And they say, people that have studied this, that Israel is the timepiece of that generation. In the late 40s, Israel became a nation. It says, this generation shall not pass away till these things be fulfilled. Another thing they said, Jesus says, my word shall be going to the whole world. Well, here tonight, this word is going through the whole world. I don't know how many countries we have out there, but we have people in all quarters of the world. This word is live. It's going into your heart. It's the power of God. It's the power of the anointing of God. It touches you. It's the best church a person can ever pastor, because it's going to the whole world. God told me years ago that I was going to preach the whole world. I thought, how is this ever going to be? I could never get this through my, because our little minds are so finite and so small, we don't understand. But I knew if God said it, it's going to happen. But I didn't know how. And I sort of got at times where the Bible says, where you put your hands to do it. I'd do other things. I went to jail ministry. I was having a street front church. And I even pastored church and all these things. But that still wasn't what God called me to do. He's called me now to preach the word all over the world. To tell that Jesus is coming back. He's coming soon. And you need to repent. But you need to come in. And God will help you to be an overcomer. He'll help you to have the anointing. He'll help you to have strength. He'll help you to have peace. He'll help you to have victory in the Lord Jesus Christ. God will keep you. He has spared not his own son, but delivered him up from us. How shall we not with him freely give us all things? Jesus, he that spared not his own son, he's going to give us all things. In that same chapter, 8th chapter of Romans says, I'm persuaded neither life, nor death, nor angels, nor principalities, nor things present, neither height, nor depth, nor any other creature shall be able to separate me from the love of God, which is Christ Jesus our Lord. God, be for us, who can be against us? Greater is he that's in me, he is in the world. I'm going to come back a little bit. I'm going to get a little teaching in here tonight with God's help. And the Lord's going to really do something. I believe he's going to touch you out there where you are tonight. And somehow you need healing tonight. You just believe. And the 53rd chapter of Isaiah says, by his stripes we are healed. And you can receive that healing because of Jesus. Jesus. He gave the orders. Who cometh to the most? He gave the power. He gave his life that we might freely be partakers with a wonderful ministry, a wonderful blessing. I thought I'm the luckiest person ever been. You know, I forgot about all those times I've had to work hard. But I thought, you know, this has got to be there. My God is the greatest God that's ever been. How can I be so, not lucky, but I mean godly, I guess. But God, give me the desire of my heart. Because I love people. And I care for you out there. I care for you out there when you're going through troubles. I care for you when you're having troubles. Live for God. God will help you and give you that strength, that power. And Jesus, he tells the disciples, he says, now you missed. Put this in your hearts, because these things shall come to pass. You know, before I go any farther, I've never seen the weather like it is today in America. And I guess it's all the way around the world. But I only watch one channel. I watch the Weather Channel because God wants me to watch it. And I watch it because I see what's taking place. I can literally see what's happening. And I know it's not normal, like some parts of the United States, to have drought right today, and they're right a few miles, they're flooding. You know, they can say global warming, they can say all these things, but God is in control. God is the answer, and what he's wanting mankind to do is to look, because he's coming very soon. He does not want one person to go to a devil's hell. He did not make it for you and me. He made it for the evil one. The evil one is who has brought confusion. And Isaiah says that there'll be that day they'll say, when they look at Satan, they'll say, who is this that caused all nations to fall? Who caused all these things? But his time is pretty close to being ended. But he's going to do a fast work. And he's going to come out with all vengeance. He's coming out with power. But beloved, worry not. Fret not thyself, because God is greater. His anointing is greater. His will is greater. His power is greater. You're going to see healing. You're going to see the peace of God. You're going to see great and mighty things that you've never seen before. You're going to see great and mighty exploits, says the Spirit of God. Brother Freedom couldn't talk this way a few months ago. God is literally in me now more. And I feel the glory. And I feel his anointing. And I feel that God wants us to survive here in a holy manner. He wants us not to be fearful. God has not given us or you or whoever out there the spirit of fear, but of power, love, and a sound mind. And one thing that the Lord has shared me today, that we sometimes go too far in our sin. And with it, sin has penalties. It's like you go out here and you commit murder and you get your heart right with God. God forgive you of your sin. But the penalty of the Lamb is going to maybe take your life. So these wrongdoings bring us all down to a pathway that we do not want to be. We want to be absent from that. We wish that we'd never been born when these things come to pass. But that's why God says, my people must come out from them and be ye separate, says the Lord. And they touch not the unclean thing. And I shall receive them. And I will be a father unto them. And they shall be my sons and daughters, said the Lord Almighty. Having therefore these promises, dearly beloved, let us cleanse ourselves from all filthiness of the flesh, perfecting holiness, perfecting holiness, perfecting holiness in the fear of God. God says we must be holy people. And I think that I've heard a lot of people say that you're just, but I, narrow minded, but I'm not. God says He wants us to come into perfection. It's in Ephesians, in many, many places. He wants us to come in that place that we walk in His obedience. Obedience is better than sacrifice. What we're done, we made it very permissible for people to come in very lax in our rules, regulation. So we've allowed people to come into our meetings of where we get togethers and whatever we do that's in the natural church. But we put on sort of, it's sort of okay if everybody does things. But God doesn't look at it that way. I don't worry about it because it's God's, it's His rules. You may not like what I'm saying, but it's the truth. The Bible says, "Ye shall know the truth, and the truth shall set you free." What the thing is, people don't want to quit sinning. People want to keep having their fun, and it's no fun when you sin. The Bible says in Isaiah, sin is like the troubled sea that finds no rest. Like the troubled sea that finds sin will get you. Sin will find you out. Sin will work you over. Sin will give you longer than you can't pay back what sin will happen to you. So when you get out here and you start doing hanky-panky wrong things, then you get diseases, get troubles. Now I feel for the people. God feels for them. But sin has consequences. It's terrible. I don't know what to tell people. Hopefully God will heal them, but He doesn't have to. We're living in a day when God is canceling out some of these things because the rule book has been so abused. The rule book has been man's philosophy. The rule book has been overlooked. It's all you can do. That's okay. God doesn't say that. God says He wants a peculiar people. For the grace of God that bringeth salvation hath appeared unto all men, teaching us denying ungodliness. Teaching us denying ungodliness. Worldly lust. Worldly lust. That's what gets in trouble. That we should live soberly. Soberly. And that's what this gesturing does. You're not living soberly. God looks at fooling gesturing as basically evil. Because how can you be a foolish gesturing when people are going to devil's hell? I don't know how. That'd be cruel hearted. How could you laugh when someone, you've got it planned out there in the mechanical church that everybody's going to make heaven. That's why. But you're going to be fooled that not everybody's going to go to you to heaven. I wished it was so. God wishes it so too. He wishes for everyone to make it to heaven. But the Bible plainly says there is a way that seems right unto man, but the end thereof are the ways of death. Very simple. I've heard preachers all my life preach around those, but they're wrong. The Word of God is true. The Word of God is holy. And Jesus also talked very heavily about the need for Him to go away. You know, He said it's needful that I go away. Now we might say, well, it was needful that He went to the cross, which is right. When He was crucified, He went down in the Sheol and He set captivity free. And He made us possible. We no longer had, we could have power over the enemy. He defeated the power of Satan. Jesus had His way. And you out there today, you can have power over the evil one. You just need to stay from Him. Casting all your cares upon Him, Jesus, and He'll keep you. He'll save you. Now, I've left out part of the help tonight because I wanted to get the attention to the one that caused all these things to be in power. You got everybody with me? Out there in the world, are you with me? Hopefully you are. Because Jesus is that one. And God gave Him all authority. There is no other name in heaven. Now, if it's like the Apostle Paul, and most people, we believe that Apostle Paul was honored by God, and I like what he says, but Jesus, He's the Son of God. And what He says, good enough for me. Jesus knew, He'd been around the disciples for 3.5 years or so, and He knew that they had a little bit of troubles. Peter was sort of impulsive, sort of wayward like some of us, we get. He told the enemies, he says, it's needful that you go and tarry in Jerusalem. Because if I go not away, heaven will not come. I've got to go away. I have to go. I'm going back to the Father. In the 14th chapter, it says, I'm going to prepare for you an eternal home. Jesus says, glory, hallelujah. Glory to God. God's here. Power here. He's here to help you. If you need healing right now, reach out and touch Him. He'll heal you in this room or through the world. China, you can get healing tonight. You can get that touch from heaven. God's anointed by Kukumashila. For I send my messenger of my spirit that cannot be without distance. I have no distance. I will meet that need right where you are. Call upon me and I shall bring healing thy life this night in a very special way. For I'm going to do great and mighty works, said the Spirit of God, and I'm going to bring out great and mighty exploits upon my beloved, because I'm going to use them this last days. I'll use you also. Use these words that come forth to you, and I will bless you. Come into my anointing, and I'll use you in a mighty way, says the Spirit of God. Glory. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Jesus. Jesus had really, he was merely meaning business with them. You know, they didn't even know what anything about tarrying. They didn't know about, you just think about it. These were fishermen, most of them. They were just like we are, just a bunch of people. But Jesus seemed they had a good heart. But they needed something to take place in them in Jerusalem that was going to endue them with an everlasting power. They would be able to give their lives, and they couldn't do it up to them. When Jesus was hung, Peter sort of fell out of the picture. In the humanistic, well, that's where we all are. But when the day of Pentecost came, but I'm going to read you something before this. Verily, verily, I say to you, this is in John the 14th chapter, the 12th verse. It's in the Word of God. This is Jesus speaking. All this is Jesus, not Apostle Paul, Jesus, not David. Jesus. Got that straight? Verily, verily, I say to you, he that believeth on me, the works that I do shall he do also, and greater works than me shall he do, because I go unto the Father. Greater works. That's us tonight. With my hands that I stretch out, you can get healing. It's not of me. I'm zero. But God, I'm just a receiver for God's work. To go out to Asia, wherever you are tonight, and you can receive abundant power. You can have a starting ministry there because God will heal you. You need to confess Him and repent, and God will start helping you to walk as a baby child, a child in the Lord. And He will help you grow in Him. You'll learn to be an overcomer. You'll learn to walk in His power and learn to walk in His Word that you might rightly divide the Word of truth. You might study yourself, approved unto God, and work from that meaneth not to be ashamed, rightly dividing the word of truth. What we've had in this land that we have. People take a little section here, they don't read the whole context, the whole picture. I'm a caterpillar mechanic, and if I don't read all the paper, all the pages, I'm going to set something wrong. I have wrong specifications because I didn't follow out all of the procedures. God has given us a procedure through the Word. It says, if you abide in me, my words abide in you, ye shall ask what ye will, and it might, no, shall be done. No mights, it's going to be done. It's not no question about it. It's going to be done. And whosoever shall ask in my name, that will I do it, that the Father might be glorified in the Son. What are we asking in the name of Jesus? God's going to complete it. Hear what I said. He gives us, we're be like the bride. She can go down to the store and write a check out. That's part of the marriage. That's what Jesus lets us. We do it in His name. The same thing. The same identical thing. It's the same thing. I remember an evangelist. He went and gave this illustration, I really liked it. And he said this great prize fighter, oh, he just put that, he won that bout that night. His little wife was about, he was like huge, and she was less than 5 foot tall. And she got up and took the purse, kept it back. That's the way Jesus does us. He fights for us, but he gives us all. He don't leave nothing out. Extravagantly, with luxuries, with pressing down, with measure, greater than you can ever think. He gives us a lot, overflow of God's blessing. And we can come in to be as his child. But we're more than a child. We are the bride of Christ. We're not a child, my Lord. When you became a Christian, God wants you to come out from being a babe. And in heaven, there's going to be some babes. But they're not going to be the bride of Christ. There's going to be a difference. To know, be the bride of Christ, you've got to have on that garment, that praise. You've got to have the signet on your ring. You're going to have the attire of Jesus. His church is going to be spotless. And there is going to be a lot that has made up the way into heaven before now. And God has literally shown me they've come in the way of just getting there, which is a blessing. But it's not going to be like the bride of Christ. The bride of Christ is coming very soon. And that's when the dead in Christ shall rise. And they'll come out of the graves. They're going to be open. And those that are ready are going to go up to meet him in the air. Ever present with him forever and ever and ever. We're going back. We that's here are going to not see that. We're going to go up there. I already seen this one time. And we was traveling so fast. It was like we were so happy. And you're going to be happy too. You just need to hang on. You must not give up on any hope you have in the Lord. If a healing, wherever you are, you've got to keep on keeping on. God will, if he doesn't heal you, he'll save you with it, that you can make heaven. And this is temporary here anyway. It's just temporary arrangement that's going to be changed very quickly, very shortly. It's going to come in the dimension out of no time. Knowing the time, now is high time to wake out of sleep. For now is our salvation nearer than we believe. The night is far spent. Yes, it's far spent. The day is at hand. Let us therefore cast off all the works of darkness and let us put on the whole armor of life. God's given us provisions. The pathway of the just is as a shining light. This is a true picture of a shining light that shines more and more to that most perfect day. That's the bride of Christ. He wants to bring you into perfection. He wants to make you ready to be the bride. What a wonderful day it's going to be. If you love me, keep my commandments. I'm sort of glad Jesus put that in there. If you love me, keep my commandments. Very simple. If you love me, if you say that you love me, just keep my commandments. And I will pray the Father. This is Jesus. Out there, you stiff necks that don't want the Holy Spirit, just listen to what the Word of God is saying. And I will pray the Father. And he shall give you another comforter, that he may abide with you forever, even the Spirit of truth, whom the world cannot receive. You know, I did this here a while back, but I've got a lot better. God's given me anointing here tonight. You should get this very plain. Should be very vivid. Neither know of him, for ye know him, for he dwelleth with you and shall be in you. And he said, I will not leave you comfortless. I will come to you. But Jesus said, my promise is going to give you something you've never had before. That promise is so majestic. I'll never leave you. Oh, I feel the glory of God tonight. Out there, I hope that you can feel what I feel. God's help to bring revival is like God wants you to be expelled out. That you don't have no hurts. You have no wants. He wants to heal you in a mighty way. But the Comforter, which is the Holy Ghost, whom the Father will send in my name. Whose name? Jesus. Jesus' name. He shall teach you all things and bring all things to your remembrance whatsoever I have said unto you. Peace I leave unto you. My peace I give unto you. Not as the world giveth I unto you. Let not your heart be troubled, neither let it be afraid. Jesus said, you don't have to worry, kids. You don't have to worry, wife. I'm going to take care of you. You're going to be my wife. I'll provide for you. I'm the best husband you could ever have. Jesus wants to get it in our heart that he will provide for us. He will keep you. He will save you. Nevertheless, I tell you the truth, it's expedient for you that I go away. For I go not away the Comforter, will not come unto you. But if I depart, I will send him unto you. And when he has come, he will reprove the world of sin. He will. The Holy Ghost. We left it out. That's why you got lots of sin. You got a lot of trouble. Didn't read the Word. The Word will set you free. And this Word is powerful. I never knew nothing. I still don't know nothing. But I know when the anointing comes upon me, I come against anything. Because my God, my Heavenly Father is with me. Jesus is with me. The Holy Ghost is with me. And angels are with me. So I don't have to worry. But you know, I have to get out here every morning, go to gym, because I had a stroke. And the Lord told me that I had too much power. The Lord clipped my wings. But the stroke's really helped me. He just told me today that the church should be doing just like I'm doing. Really work with all their might. My leg, I almost lost my leg. In the natural, the only reason I'm doing this is basically where I can keep ministry. And God wants me to keep ministering. The anointing's upon me. The anointing's here. And you can receive something if you want it. If you don't want it, go the other way. Time started coming short. We better make up our minds pretty soon. We out here, there's quicksand out here. There's quicksand out here. There's a solid rock right through the center. We must stand upon that solid rock. God will take us into heaven. He'll never leave us. He'll never forsake us. How be it when He, the Holy Ghost, the Spirit of truth is come. He will guide you. Guide you. Guide. We know what guide is. I run cats. When you guide, you cut slope or something, you're coming within just real within tenths or under tenths. I mean, you like to have it just as smooth as it can be. That's what God is. Holy Ghost guides you in all truth. But whatsoever you shall hear, that shall he speak, for he will show you all things to come. He will show you all things to come. What a wonderful legacy that God has given us. Thank you, Jesus. Don't you just love the Lord? He's so mighty. I don't know how he could use me, but he does. I just do the best I can do. I know he actually reached out the bottom of the barrel. I swear the rock was. But he loves me. And see, that's what he knew about you. Just give me what you're all. That's all he wants. That's all he wants. And then if you're in question about these words, for the promise, that's the Holy Ghost. And then Peter said to them, repent and be baptized, everyone in the name of Jesus Christ, in the name of Jesus Christ, for the remission of sins. 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 And ye shall receive the gift of the Holy Ghost. Very plain. It's the gift of the Holy Ghost. For the promise is unto you and to your children and to all them that are far off, even as many as the Lord our God shall call. That's for all. Very vividly. God couldn't have made it any plainer. So all of you out there that say the one thing that Brother Freedom sort of is awkward, or you better put your things together, because the Lord's coming very fast. He wants us to be ready. Now here again, this is speaking this. It says, and this is the promise that he hath promised us, even eternal life. The promise is the Holy Ghost, even eternal life. These things that I've written you concerning them that seduce you. Now that's what happens when we get warped translations on the Word of God. It's a seducing that takes away the input of God's power. And that's taken from you. And you're getting duped. You're getting your wings clipped. You're getting a bunch of trouble. But ye have an unction from the Holy One, and ye know all things. You know just what you want. God wants you to have. You don't have. You're just like Adam and Eve there in the garden. If they wouldn't have went to that forbidden tree, they'd have just what God wanted them to have. But they outdid that, and that's what our people are doing today. We're going out here and stepping our toes in places we should not be. We should be out here in questionable places. We need to work out our salvation with fear every second we live under God. We need to come under His leadership. It's not too narrow. He'll help you to to come into the Lord. It's not a broad way. The Bible says, broad is the way that leadeth to destruction, and many there be that enter that, because straight is the gate, and narrow is the way of what? Few there be that find it. Few! 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 So out there tonight, you need to take heed to the things that you've heard, lest any time ye should let them slip. That's the word of God in Hebrews. Take heed to the things you've heard, lest any time ye should let them slip. Now this promise is for us. Very, very neon lines. This is great. But the anointing which, and this is what most people throw out the window, but it's not to be thrown out the window. It's to be eaten. It's to receive. It's your direction. But the anointing which you have received of him abideth in you. Does that say that thing? Yes, it does. It sure says in my translation, abideth in you, and you need not that any man, what? Teaches you. But the same anointing teaches you all things, and is truth, and is no lie. And even as he hath taught you, ye shall abide in him. Because I need to tell this right now. In the little book of Jude. But beloved, remember ye the words which are spoken before the apostles of our Lord Jesus Christ. That must be true then, isn't it? I would think that's very, we can depend on that. How have they told there that should be mockers in the last time who should walk after their own ungodly lusts? These are mockers. God says it's ungodly. We sugarcoated things to make, look, everything looks good. We've got so far off balance we cannot know the truth. The only way we know the truth is the anointing. The work of God is the only, he is the only policeman on this earth that can straighten out our, I was reading today also that he brings blindness, as over in Isaiah. That he blinds the minds. And on Ephesians says the same thing. He blinds us. He does it because, he's merciful. And he knows that we're headed for hell anyway. And he knows if he didn't blind us, that we'd probably lose our minds. That's right. The first chapter of Romans talks about the same thing. These are essentially those in the last days who walk in the wrong spirit. They're walking in things that's evil. God doesn't compromise. These are they who separate themselves sexually, having not the Spirit. Having not the Spirit. It says from sex, turn away. That's what Timothy says. Turn away from it. You're not to be partakers with it, because it will pull you down. If you even know, you won't have no joy. You'll lose your joy. And that's what's happening to our churches. When you curb the Holy Ghost, they don't recognize, they lose the power. Then they're working on the law of not God. So the law that they're living as in the earthly one is devilish, essentially. In James it says, essentially, it's pulling us down to a place that we're of no power, and there's no peace. But ye, beloved, that's us, build up yourself in most holy faith, praying in the Holy Ghost. Oh, come and see the Makila Makila. Glory God. Oh, come and see the Makila Makila. For I, the Lord thy God, am here this day with a jealous heart. I say, my people have went so far, transgressed from me, said the Spirit of God. They went in their own ways. And I have gave my son, and I gave my all. And yet they've taken my word and put it down to there's no effect of the true meaning. They no longer want my Holy Spirit. They want their own teachings. And they even now this day, even proud of it. They're proud. They go out and have seminars, and they have great foolish teachers that go out and make great jokes and great laments about the poor dumb people that we are. But I say, my people, remember that's from the enemy, not me. For I see it, that love, and I see it, that affection, and I see that desire for me, and I will keep thee, says the Spirit of God. I will keep thee from the hour of temptation, which is spoken about in the Revelations, my people. I will keep thee from that hour of temptation shall come, because thou hast kept my word. Thou hast kept my love. I will keep thee for that hour. And I say, no evil shall fall thee, nor plague shall come down thy dwelling, where I will take thee home before that time takes place, for I am coming soon. I see the weariness. I see the heaviness of my people, and I am not going to let it go on much longer. I bankrupt heaven for mankind. I gave them all. I gave my son. I gave them all. I gave them my word. I gave them great lavish gifts. I've even let them heal. I've let them do mighty things. I've let them help the day progress to where I've called them. But I say my word has been very distorted. My word is not what it has by a direction. And I am coming soon. Come, my people, come, and I will love thee, and I'll keep thee. Be not afraid at this last hour, for I will be with thee. I will be by thy side, and I say my spirit will be in thee. Thus says the Spirit of God. Father, we thank you for that word. We thank you for this message. I know it's good. I know it's by thee this day, and I know it's all power, and I know it spoke truth, and there is no lie in it. And if people will abide and call this word, they need to hear it in where they're at. They need to hear it over and over and over till it gets into their spirit. You need to let this, because we're carnal, and this will get you saved again. It'll get you filled again. You need to all have this where you are, where you live, in China, where we are, Formosa, any place in the world. You need to get it and hear it and hear it and hear it until it makes us a dent in thy senses. And I'll help you, and I'll let you grow, because it is my desire for my people to come in. I wish for more. Did not my word say in that last hour that I will go to the highways, the hedges, and I'll go in there, and I will do a fast work within them? And I say, yes, that fast work is going to be done. Come, my people, for I love thee. Do not worry that thou hast not all the answer. Just listen to my word. I have got time. You have not got time, but I've given thee a passport into heaven. Take it, and thou shalt receive it, said the Spirit of God. Glory.